My father insisted on my greatest asset, integrity. My father insisted on my greatest asset, integrity. As I was growing up in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, my father was a building contractor, and he didn't spend too much time with us kids, but what time he spent with us of saying, if you're going to put a nail in, put it in straight. Put it in right. If you're going to do your nailing carpentry work, do it perfectly. He said, you don't take the hammer and hold it by the neck of the hammer. You hold it by the foot. You hold it by the farthest length. So the hammer gives you the full swing. It gives you the full intent of how to do it. And he said, practice nailing nails. Just take a whole box of nails. And he never felt that that was being wasteful. And take 2x4s and take these 8-penny nails and drive them straight through the 2x4 in one stroke. Let the hammer do the work. You aim it. You're aiming it like a golf club. You're aiming it like you're shooting a basket. You're aiming it like you're playing a game. But take your hammer and have it go directly down on top of the nail, directly so the nail goes straight into the wood, flush with one crack, with one hit of the hammer, so that it will do its job perfectly. And he said, and this is the way to live your life. This is the way to live your life so that you do it perfectly. You train yourself to be a master in whatever you're doing. You train yourself with integrity. Integrity is not saying, I would like to do it, I can do it, I will do it. Integrity is saying, I do it. Under all circumstances, I do it. Under all circumstances, I put the cause in motion for the goal that I have for myself, the gift that I have for myself, the desire that I have for myself, and I achieve it. It's not a matter that I'm working on it. I achieve it. I mentally see it. My dad was always pointing out to us mentally to see it. Now, he didn't say he was a great psychologist or a philosopher or a great thinker. He just said, that is my principle. My principle is to have integrity. My principle is to be counted on. My principle is when anyone asks me to do a job for them, I tell them how much it's going to cost, I tell them what the product is going to be, and they say, I agree with you, and with a handshake, the contract is made. This is integrity. This is integrity that was taught to me by my dad, taught to me throughout my life. Always to be someone who you can believe in. Now, it's not that everyone's going to believe in you, because the old statement, it's too good to be true, comes up too often. And people will say that it is not possible for anyone to have that type of a principle or that type of a morals or that type of a reality. And they will try to lash you with all sorts of things to put you down. But when you have your integrity, you stand up for your integrity, you live your integrity, and your life is fantastic. Very few people can do this. Very few people have had the training from their parents on this level of consciousness. And the reason most people have not had this training from their parents is that their parents didn't have that kind of training. Their parents had always make do, always the idea that just do your best, and don't worry about it. Don't try to improve. If you try to improve, you'll be thought that you're trying to do something incorrect. How could my father's act of integrity been so beneficial to him? In many ways, my dad was much like Steve Jobs, and he was a tough man to work with and to be with, but he always demanded excellence from the people that hired him and the people that he hired. He retained people always on integrity. All the people who worked for Herb Byerly, always were told that they were the quality people. They were people you could depend on. There are people who would never think of taking something that didn't belong to them, who would never think of doing something that was improper or that was not right. They were taught integrity above all things. And when they worked for my dad, they learned these things, as I did as a young person. I went to work with my dad when I was in my teens. And as I worked with my dad, I was given a minimum salary, but I earned more than everybody else in my school. Everybody else on my level of consciousness, because they all worked for jobs that paid even less because they were thought to be less. But my dad thought me to be more. And he paid me a good wage. And he paid me a wage commensurate with what the workers were receiving, commensurate with what the work I was doing. And always as I improved my ability of my service to the job that I was doing on construction with my dad, he increased my income. He taught me integrity. He taught me that as I gave my best, the good would come to me. As I gave my best, I would have the opportunity to do anything I want. And another thing that he taught me with this integrity is never to compare myself with anyone else. My younger brother worked with my dad as well as I, and as he worked for my dad, he was always trying to, you know, flake off. He was always trying to not be there. He always found places to hide where people wouldn't know what he was doing, and so he could not have to work and still get paid for it. It was none of my business. It was none of my business to tell my dad what he was doing. It was none of my business to tell the workers what he was doing. Everybody knew what he was doing, and nobody objected to him doing it because that was his way of doing things. My way of doing things was being out front. My way of doing things was whistling while I was working, and it made the other guys feel sort of uneasy when I did this because they knew I was happy doing the work I was doing. They knew I was happy living the integrity that my dad taught, living the integrity that was so dear to my heart and so dear to my life and so dear to me. And everybody thought, hey, that can't be true. That can't be true. But it was. And it started earlier even than my dad, because I was too young to do anything outwardly, but I wanted to have money. I wanted to have some spending money, and my allowance wasn't large enough for me. And so I'd go to the neighbors, and I'd offer myself to work in their houses for them or to do things for them for whatever they would pay me, whether it was a penny or a dime or a nickel or a dollar. It didn't matter. This was back in the 30s, and it didn't matter, but I did it, and I did it wonderfully, and I did it joyously, and they gave me more and more opportunity to earn more and more, and pretty soon I had quite a little bank account. But with the integrity that my dad always expected of all of us five children was that we could be responsible, that when we were asked to do something or told to do something, we did it. We did it without any back talk. We did it without any second guessing. We did it without trying to say, why me, O Lord? We just did the things that we were asked to do because we knew our Father would never ask us to do anything that was not for our highest and best. Oh, it accomplished His goal, and it accomplished His desire, and we did accomplish those things with His help, but His desire was always of the highest and the greatest for all of us, and we all appreciated it and learned by it. We all lived our lives by it. The neighborhood we lived in was a good neighborhood, filled with good families and good people who had good values. And all these people were invited into our home, not so much by my dad or my mom or even us kids, but by their desire to be in a family that had children like ours, children like my brothers and sisters, children like we lived our life. We always lived our life with this attitude of integrity that my dad continually taught us, continually expected of us. My father insisted on my greatest asset being integrity. Am I ready to recognize that my greatest asset is being integrity? My greatest asset is integrity, that I stand forth for whatever it is that I say I believe. And what I say I believe is the finest thing that I could ever do in my life. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful feeling. And I feel very warm and very good about it when I remember it. We all have things we remember from our parents. We all have things we remember from our life. But my memory from my dad was to take the hammer, hold on to the end of the hammer, on the foot of the hammer, raise it up and bring it down with definition, with force, with power, with clarity, with decision as to what it's going to do when it hits that nail, and have it so that the nail is absolutely flush with the board without indenting the board, without doing it. It's flush, it's clean, it's a perfect hit. And we did it every time. But it took practice. It took practice. It took believing that my father knew what he was telling me. And I believed my father knew what he was telling me, and that was half of the show. The other half was me doing it. And I carried it out, and I loved it, and it was wonderful. Though I didn't get enough of my father, though I didn't get enough of sharing with him and being with him, because he was always so very busy and always so very intent on being the best, the finest, the most outstanding building contractor in the entire city, in the entire country. And I quite imagine if he had let out the stops, he would have done it even more. But he did what he felt he could, but he did it with integrity, and so did I. What an honor. What an honor for me to have a father like that. Each one of us has a father like that, if we will open our eyes, and if in memory we will go back and say, what was the redeeming quality of my father? What was the redeeming quality of my relationship with my mother and my father? What was the redeeming quality of my life in my family? Why did I choose my family? Why did I choose my dad? Why did I choose my mom? Why did I choose where I was? And we'll be very surprised, happily surprised, when we come up with the answer of why. And my answer from my dad was integrity. He taught me that it was so important that no matter what I had to do to stand by integrity, I stood by it. And that was a gift that keeps on giving from the very beginning of my life throughout all eternity. For that is who I am, and that is what I am, and that is why I am. Look into your gift. Look into your expectation. Look into your realization of what did your father, what did your family, what did your world expect of you? They expected of you what you expected of you. And this is always so very true. My father insisted on my greatest asset being integrity. And thanks, Dad. I think I got the message. I know I got the message. And so it is.